stay home, stay 6 feet apart. You know the drill. But what if your job is to engage with complete strangers? It's a tough time to be going door to door, but it's an election year. And for organizations trying to increase the number of Latinos who head to the polls, there are not many good options. 32 million Latinos are eligible to vote this year. The World's Daisy Contreras has our latest installment of our Every 30 Seconds series. We're calling it that because every 30 seconds, a Latino in the U.S. becomes eligible to vote. Here's Daisy.
Just a few weeks ago, Caitlin Taveras was in Houston, busy practicing a dance in her driveway, twirling around with her high school friends. It was for a big day, her quinceañera, celebrating the day she turns 15. In a video, we see a choreographer counting to the steps. But the party never happened.
We had to postpone it due to the coronavirus.
Taveras was crushed.
And I didn't want to cancel it. Like, my cousin, she was telling me, she goes, you should just keep it. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to come. I was, like, really sad. I just understood that we have to postpone it due to the corona.
But there was something else she wanted for that day. 200 friends and family were supposed to show up, and she wanted to get as many of them as possible registered to vote on site. Taveras is part of a program called Poder 15, or Power 15, led by Jolt Action in Texas. They see gatherings as a chance to boost the Latino vote. Now, with everything being canceled because of the coronavirus, Jolt is having to rethink its Get Out the Vote strategy.
So we've started doing some initial test runs, getting people on Google Hangouts and trying to really add a human aspect to our volunteer hours while navigating this new digital space.
Antonio Arellano is Jolt's interim executive director. He says as soon as COVID-19 started spreading across Texas, they had to adapt almost overnight. That digital space is not so new for another group, Voto Latino, which has chapters nationwide. It's run voter registration campaigns through texting, Twitter, and other social media platforms for years, targeting young voters. Maria Teresa Kumar is Voto Latino's president.
But the reason we target young Latinos is because we also know that they're the source of information for their tías, their abuelas, their moms. And so we want to make sure that they have accurate information that they can share with their elders.
And because Voto Latino already has such a strong digital infrastructure in place, it's helping smaller nonprofit groups struggling through the pandemic and keep up the number one goal.
We need to close the voter registration gap. That's our first charge. And that's why if you're registered, get someone else registered. If you're a mama, a papa, a tia, make sure that your young person is registered because they're the ones that we need on our side. We need them in this fight.
Kumar says their social media campaigns can reach about 6.5 million people a month. Some of their videos, for example, are often funny, but very informative.
So you know what's something that you can do at home that doesn't require you to be around a lot of people?
Like this one from their latest census campaign.
It doesn't matter if you're into politics or not. It doesn't matter what language you speak. No importa si no tiene papeles. If you live in the United States, you need to take the census.
These videos target Latinos between the ages of 18 and 34, a large voting bloc this year. But the challenge is how people will vote in November. Will people want to leave their homes or mail in their vote? Antonio Arellano from Jolt hopes people will have a choice. But voting by mail is not consistent throughout the U.S. And there can be a lot of restrictions, including in states with big Latino communities like Texas.
So Texas allows citizens to vote by mail in very limited cases for people who are 65 years or older, disabled, out of the country on election day, or during the early voting period.
For now, groups like Jolt will count on its big following of Latino college students to keep up the energy ahead of November.
We're mobilizing our digital army of almost 15,000 young Latinos to call on their elected officials to take action. Our grassroots organizing model depends on them.
Caitlin Taveras in Houston says she still plans to celebrate her quinceañera in person and with her family. The question is when.
We're still not sure. My parents want to wait for the coronavirus to pass over so we don't have to keep rescheduling because we were going to have it in May, but I don't think it's going to happen in May.
Until then, she's determined to keep volunteering from home to get out the vote. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.